Thank you much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Two longtime ag leaders will receive awards from the U.S. Meat Export Federation at their strategic planning conference coming up in November. Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, will receive the Michael J. Mansfield Award for his dedication to trade relations, including his time as the first USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs.
I remember on those many, many travels, I think after, I got cut short by a year with COVID, but in my 2.5 years, we did just shy of a half a million international air miles. And we had another 250 planned for that final year, but got cut out. There may have been a trip that I was on where I didn't see an MEF representative, but I don't remember it. We always sought them out because they're very wise to that market. They know the people, the culture, the ups and the downs and the dynamics of trade, including barriers to trade. And so I remember those fondly, and it just adds a great deal, even more meaning to receipt of this award.
The second recipient, Dermot Hayes, who recently retired as an Iowa State University professor and continues to serve as a consulting economist for both the National Pork Board and National Pork Producers Council, will receive the U.S. MEF Distinguished Service Award. Hayes provided critical market research during negotiations of several U.S. free trade agreements, including those with South Korea, Colombia, and Central America. All are now major destinations for U.S. pork.
I remember on those many, many travels, I think after, I got cut short by a year with COVID, but in my 2.5 years, we did just shy of a half a million international air miles. And we had another 250 planned for that final year, but got cut out. There may have been a trip that I was on where I didn't see an MEF representative, but I don't remember it. We always sought them out because they're very wise to that market. They know the people, the culture, the ups and the downs and the dynamics of trade, including barriers to trade. And so I remember those fondly, and it just adds a great deal, even more meaning to receipt of this award.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Conference next month. For more, visit usmef.org. And while Sunday was a big news day in the U.S. agricultural world, in the last 24 hours, no new news. Ag groups across the U.S. also want a lot more information before they decide whether or not to support President Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina in an attempt to lower the price of beef for U.S. consumers. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day.